Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Another development with Donald Trump. Stand by, everybody who's just tuning in for the impeachment today, which should start around noon Central Time, the conviction phase of the impeachment proceeding. And 4 hours of argument today and then an up or down vote on whether it should be dismissed. And that will fail. And then they will go forward. But a very good development out of Georgia, of all places. Now, Georgia has a Republican governor, two Democratic senators, and a Republican legislature. It's not exactly a blue state, but we do have two Democratic senators. And the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, has just announced that he is commencing an investigation into Donald Trump for the extortion call that he made to Raffensperger to try to scare up a little under 12,000 votes so that he could then say he beat Joe Biden in Georgia. Really stupid. You know, he asked them, can't you find, I think it was 11,780 votes, one more vote than he lost by. So what? He thinks that suddenly he can say, oh, I won by one vote after all, and everybody's going to go, oh, okay, well, then you're president? I don't think so. This guy is deluded. But Raffensperger didn't appreciate that, especially when he was threatened with criminal prosecution. It is a felony to extort from somebody and then say, if you don't comply with the extortion request, I will anywhere from physically injure you, your family, or have you criminally charged, any of that. Felony. And the Secretary of State has launched the investigation. And he's indicated that some of the other calls that Trump made into Georgia are going to be part of the investigation. And he called other people, trying to monkey with the vote, trying to get them to alter the vote, to fraudulently alter the vote. Now, I'll tell you, you know, the thing about Raffensperger, the thing about the Secretary of State down there amazes me, and I'm very pleased to see it. The guy's a conservative Republican, and not only that, he's not a good guy when it comes normally to voting integrity. He's one of the ones that pile on and denied Stacey Abrams the governorship when she ran 2 years ago because he threw hundreds of thousands of people off the ballot. He went along with that in the Atlanta area and minority communities because he said they hadn't voted recently. Well, there's no law that says you have to vote recently. Some of them voted last time. How recent is that? That's pretty recent. But he threw them off, made it very difficult for him to vote, and Stacey Abrams narrowly lost. So he was part of that. The governor who actually did it, who beat Stacey Abrams, was the Secretary of State. But Raffensperger supported what he was doing. Then Raffensperger became Secretary of State. And so there's a lot of skullduggery down there. A lot of skullduggery, but this guy is standing tall and he's saying, I'm going to investigate Trump, and he's not going to tolerate people fraudulently trying to overturn the certification of the vote in Georgia. So stand by. I think it'll obviously bubble up through the courts there. Their legislature right now, and unfortunately Raffensperger is supporting this, but I'm about to say, their legislature is trying to pass laws that would say it's illegal to absentee vote. You can't absentee vote for you know, just any reason in the world. You need a doctor's excuse. Not a lot of people can afford to go to a doctor, which won't be covered by insurance, to get an affidavit for the guy? Come on. It's designed to cut down large-scale voting, which always hurts Republicans. They're also, there's a bill in to get rid of drop boxes so that even if people can vote early And there's another bill to get rid of that too. But if you can, you can't drop it off. You got to mail it, even if you have the affidavit from your doctor. You know, these people are going to try to do it so that it's only election day voting. And what will happen is a lot of voting machines are going to break down in Democratic areas. That's what's happened before. And there won't be enough of them in Democratic areas, and people will be lined up. You know, in the last election, some people lined up for 8 hours. And that happened in Texas. It happened in Arizona. It happened in Georgia and a lot of other places. 2 hours, 4 hours. How do you do that if you have no childcare and you have kids at home? How do you do that if you're physically not well? How do you do it if the weather's bad? In cold climates, you can't do it. You can't stand out there for 8 hours, even in a coat. What if it's raining? What if you have to go to the bathroom and leave the line? This is a fraud. This is a fraud. It's got to be called out as a fraud. I'm calling it out as a fraud. And so Reffensperger is in on a lot of that, but the one thing he is not in on is fraudulently overturning the certification. And for small favors, we should be grateful, I suppose. I suppose we should be grateful for small favors. Although, when you see people down there interviewed, Stacey Abrams and others, and some of the interviewers will go, oh, Reffensperger, isn't he great? They scowl. They scowl, very rightly they scowl, say, no, he's not terrific at all, but at least this time he threw a bone to truth. He threw a bone to people fighting fraud, and I suppose we got to be grateful for that. Developments in the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Some developments in that package. Some of them very good. There had been a push by economists to lower the income level of people who get the check. In other words, right now, people will get the check who make 75 grand, or at least on their tax returns in 2019, they show income of 75, up to 75 grand, up to 150 for a married couple. Okay. Now, a lot of people went, well, you know, why do people making 75 Jesus get 1400 bucks more? And the answer is they made it in 2019. I don't know if they made it in 2020. Many of them got laid off just like anybody else. And then they go, well, why don't you get their 2020 returns? Because they're not due till April 15. That's why. They're not due till April 15, 2021. And many of them get extensions to August and September and October. That's why. Okay, why don't you get affidavits from all of them and talk to all of them and see how much they made? Are you kidding me? Out of hundreds of millions of people, we're going to do that? Give me a break. The best thing we could do was use the 2019 data. It's the last data. Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury, is an economist. She goes, well, 75 is high. How about 60? People making up to 60 in 2019 and 120 for a married couple. The Republicans say 50. How about people that made 50 grand in 2019 or less? And frankly, a lot of people that make a lot less don't file tax returns because they don't have to, and they're off the charts anyway. Or 100. Well, the good news is these economists are very comfortable. None of them have missed a meal in their entire lives, and certainly not recently. So they don't know what it's like. None of them being evicted. They all have decent bank accounts. And so they don't really get it. But fortunately, Biden and Nancy Pelosi rammed back the 75-150. So in the new bill, the final bill, at least that the Democrats are going to pass, it'll show anybody gets a check who made less than 75 back in 2019. A lot of them are unemployed anyway, or 150 married. So that's one good thing. A lot of the Democrats also want to put in a provision that's child-friendly, so that if you have a child who's under the age of six, you get $3,600 from the government. If you have a child over six but less, under 17, you get $3,000. And there's a cap on it for a certain number of kids. I think it's a cap of roughly $12,000. The idea there is you can't have kids go hungry. You can't have kids in cold weather without coats. Kids need some educational supplies if they are going to be working remotely and learn math and English. It's a great idea. Even Romney came up with it. Even Romney said he's on board with it. He's now with it. But Romney, typically as a Republican, would cut out a lot of other things that help poor people too, like the earned tax credit and some other welfare things. And nickel and diming them, just transferring it. We're not going to do that. So I think you may see a child payment in this COVID relief package, which is very good. The thing that you may not see in it is $15 an hour minimum wage. There's a push by a lot of people to put that in separate legislation. The problem with that is it's going to take 60 votes to pass. The beauty about budget reconciliation, which is what the $1.9 trillion bill is only takes 51 votes to pass. With Kamala Harris, we have 51 votes. And Manchin and Sinema look as if they're signing off. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on budget reconciliation. I got into the weeds on it once, and I'm not doing it right now. But basically, you get to do one budget reconciliation financial bill per budget. There are going to be two budget resolutions this year because Trump delayed, so we can do it on this and we can do it on one other thing. I'm afraid 15 an hour is going to get buried, quite frankly. But some economists say that if you go right to 15, you'll lose 1.4 million jobs. Well, no one's saying go right to it. Bernie Sanders said do it by 2025. A lot more to talk about this. We're coming up on a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.